This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about cheese crackers, or as Matthew likes to call them, cheesy crackers.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they're not too serious. They like dad jokes, like me. They're cheesy.
Wow, that's so cute.
So we have a roster of cheesy crackers here that I purchased at the local apothecary. And
they come in tiny little medicine vials.
Yes, that probably would have been funnier.
Early part of the 1900s.
If I hadn't started laughing at my own joke before I finished saying it. I bought them from the soda jerk. And
how did we even get on this old timey joke?
I don't know. I said apothecary.
Why?
I don't know. I started saying I was going to say supermarket. And then I thought I say that every week.
Oh,
and it's time to mix it up a little.
Things up, okay.
That's right. This week we're not saying anything that we've said previously. It's an all new episode. All right. So then that means no making out jokes, or reminiscences. Okay. So
let's reminisce just really quickly.
Yes.
But not about anything we've reminisced about before. Let's reminisce about cheddar crackers.
Okay.
I mean, cheese crackers.
All right. So
cheesy crackers.
Was there a cheese cracker that took up residence at your abode?
Yes. I love this fresh new language you're using.
Well, I try and stay in touch with the kids on their streets. And with the grunge music and the flannels and the hip-hoppery.
Hip-hoppery.
Yes, okay. I bought these at the hip-hoppery.
Okay. Matthew, you are punchy today.
I think so.
Okay. Yes, the cheesy cracker of my youth was the Better Cheddar, which for quite some time I took in a little sandwich baggie with my lunch. I also had my peanut butter sandwich, no jelly, on Home Pride whole wheat bread and some carrot sticks.
Nice. We definitely had Better Cheddars, and I think we had Goldfish. I don't remember this all too well. In fact, the only thing I really remember about cheese crackers of my youth is when they introduced white cheddar Cheez-Its, and it just blew my mind.
Okay, can we pause here?
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about all of these before. Have we already done this episode?
We did a cracker episode.
And we tasted the white cheddar Cheez-Its, I remember, because they blew my mind. I've been thinking about them ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we've done most of these crackers before. But it's okay, because we're coming to them with new eyes.
Right. This is an all new show.
We got new eyes since last time, like in that movie with Tom Cruise, Minority Report. He gets new eyeballs so he can't be caught by the retina scanners. Let me just tell you about the plot of this entire movie. He like stands in front of a screen and like moves his hands around a lot, and then he catches some criminals before they commit the crimes, but then he has to like kidnap like a woman who sleeps in a swimming pool. And have you seen this movie?
No.
Well, now you don't have to.
The beginning really sounded like you were describing a meteorologist.
But okay, because he stood in front of a screen and moved his hands a lot? Yes. It's Minority Weather Report. He can tell the weather in the future. Which makes him special among meteorologists.
Yeah. Okay, let's just get down to it.
Okay, so yeah, so apparently this episode is a rerun except for the jokes.
Let's taste something.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Let's start with goldfish.
Okay, wait. Can I just ask a quick question while we prepare the crackers?
While we prepare the crackers? In what sense?
Why didn't you buy Ritz? Because Ritz crackers are cheesy.
They're not. That's why.
Aren't they cheesy?
No, they're buttery, although I don't think they contain any actual butter.
Oh, huh. Okay.
I think that was a pretty good answer to that question.
Great. Moving right along.
I mean, there are some cheesy crackers that I didn't buy that I'm going to talk about.
Are these like cinnamon sugar flavored or something?
They really look like cinnamon sugar flavored, but they're not.
Okay, so these are baked goldfish. Have they always been baked?
They've always been baked.
Now it's just a...
Now they're just making it official.
These don't taste as good as they did to me in my youth. I ate a lot of these as a kid.
Yeah, me too. And do you think the goldfish have changed or have we changed? Tough question, huh?
I think they've made them a little bit more natural.
To be fair.
I think the color today is a little duller than it used to be. And I feel like the cheddar flavor used to be sort of brighter, like poppier.
To be fair, these are the cheddar made with the goldfish made with whole grain. And I believe they also sell not made with whole grain, which are probably better.
Okay. Okay.
Nobody likes whole grain.
Nobody likes whole grain. This clears it right up for me. I'm pretty sure that we're tasting and seeing whole grains here. I love whole grains, but not in my goldfish crackers.
All right. Next.
I feel like we should do Cheez-It, plain Cheez-Its next, because I think Cheez-Its are the iconic, like when I think of a cheese cracker, I think of Cheez-Its.
Oh yeah, me too. Can we do them next to Cheese Nips?
Yeah. Can we talk about Cheese Nips? What's up with that name?
Oh, you mean it's a little racist?
Well, no, I just think of nips and I think of nipples.
Oh.
Cheese Nips. I mean, what is this supposed to mean? Is I'm just going to have a nip of cheese?
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
Cheese nips. This just seems like they should have asked me before they named it cheese.
Everyone should ask you before they name a product, right? Because no matter what the name is, you're going to find something dirty about it. And tell them, nope, not going to happen. You can't call this product cheese balls.
Huh, the Cheez-Its. The flavors fade away surprisingly quickly.
Oh, wow. But
Cheese Nips look exactly like Cheez-Its.
They look exactly like Cheez-Its. The Cheez-Its are beautiful. I mean, they've got this luster to them. They're voluptuous and have these beautiful salt.
Ugh. Cheese Nips are weird.
Oh, but I love the Cheez-It. Okay, I haven't tried the Cheese Nip yet.
The Cheese Nips say that they have real cheddar cheese. Original Cheez-It doesn't.
Oh, wow. They're really talking some smack.
Okay, out of these two, I definitely prefer the Cheez-It.
The Cheese Nips are too salty.
They're weird.
If you ask me which... Two things. First of all, if you asked me which one of these is made with real cheddar cheese, I definitely would have said the Cheez-It. Also, mm-hmm. It says on the front of the Cheez-It package, 100% real cheese.
Maybe it's not cheddar.
How do you define cheddar? I don't know. This is a question for lawyers.
The more we eat the Cheez-Its, the more I'm liking them. They also have kind of a greasy quality that's nice.
I think, yeah, I love the Cheez-It.
I
think the amount of salt is just right. The way the salt hits your tongue is just right. I'm putting Cheez-It on my personal list of perfectly engineered food products.
I don't know if I'm ready to go that far.
That's true. We haven't had the white cheddar Cheez-It yet.
Yeah. Okay, let's taste the better cheddars, which I think are going to really mix things up because they're round, not square. They're flavor originals. Do they have many different better cheddars now?
I don't know, and I can't open it. I'm having trouble. Ah, I got it.
Okay, hold on. Oh, gosh, these are very shiny. These look really oily and yummy. Oh, nice. Very flaky.
The texture is great.
Flavor's funny.
They don't really taste like cheese. I mean,
Well, let me close my eyes. If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same?
Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne, right? I love that song.
What a great song.
How do you feel about Kiss Me Deadly?
I'm not sure I know that one.
Lita Ford solo without Ozzy Osbourne? it's great. We'll definitely listen to that after the show.
I absolutely love the shortness of the better cheddar.
What does that mean? Like, it's not very tall?
No, it's very flaky.
Yeah.
Tender. Ooh. However, the more I eat of these, the more they all just start to taste like...
vegetable shortening, sort of?
Yeah, like I'm just sucking on like a Formica countertop or something.
Which, I mean, I know that is one of your hobbies.
The better cheddars have the sharpest cheese flavor, if you can even imagine it as cheese.
Yeah, I'm just not sold on the flavor of the better cheddars, but I really do like the texture a lot, and they're a very handsome cracker.
Oh, they are. They've got kind of like a dark flavor. It's not super balanced.
I mean, of all these crackers, I mean, because of the shape, the better cheddars are the one that, like, when I die and cross the river Styx into the realm of Hades, I want these put on my eyes to pay the ferryman.
Is that when you close your eyes forever?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, finally, we have
the white cheddar Cheez-It.
I wanted to give it some sort of title, but I couldn't think of anything.
This is the cheese cracker that Matthew believes is going to win today.
Yeah.
And if I remember this correctly from our previous episode of cheese cracker episode. I'm getting a weird white cheddar flavor.
Did you say white cheddar or wet cheddar?
It's kind of a weird taste, Matthew. It's kind of a fizzy flavor. Ooh.
I like it.
Huh.
It's very sharp, very tart.
I wonder if I had eaten this first, if I would feel differently. Is there a song about that?
There is now. That's true. It would be totally legal for us to use songs that we write ourselves in the podcast.
I can definitely tell this is white cheddar flavor. It reminds me of the white cheddar flavor of Pirate's Booty.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Matthew. Let me taste the regular Cheez-It again. I think, whoa, I'm a regular Cheez-It person.
Cheese nips are so bad. At least we can agree on that.
Cheese nips are grody. I think I like regular Cheez-Its. Okay. Well, boy, I'm glad we settled that.
That's fine. I'm going to send you home with the regular Cheez-Its.
Should we take pictures of these?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to marry the white Cheez-Its.
Great. Hey, I heard that you can tell me about the world's best cheesy cracker that I probably can't get.
Yeah. Have I ever brought you any of these? Probably not. So, in Japan.
Oh.
In Japan, there's this cracker called Cheeza. That's C-H-E-E-Z-A. And they're these little, very dense, small crackers that come in a foil pouch that you buy at a convenience store. And each one has printed on the bag. There are several flavors. There's like camembert, cheddar, cream cheese, blue cheese. And each one has a percentage printed on the bag. And that's the percentage cheese that each cracker consists of.
Is it like 98% cheese?
Well, no Cheeza is less than 50% cheese.
Are you serious?
And they are, you know, if you ate some Cheeza and then ate any of the crackers we ate today, they would taste like cardboard because Cheeza, it's more cheesy than actual cheese in some sense.
The next time you go to Japan, will you bring back like all the different varieties and we'll do our third cheesy cracker
Absolutely.
Episode?
Our third of six. because I know, see, I only went to the regular apothecary and not to the high end, what's another name for a kind of store?
You know,
épicerie.
It occurs to me today that actually I should have made cheese crackers too, because you can make them so easily. I mean, it's almost like making a shortbread cookie.
Like with cheese in it.
Yeah. It's basically like butter, flour, cheese, salt. Sometimes like a little cayenne or something. So, so nice.
And how do you think that compares to these?
Better. Way better. You can like load Matthew's having trouble finding his mouth. You can like load them with cheese. And also if you put a little bit of something spicy in there, boy, that's nice too.
Maybe a little powder, mustard powder.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be really good. Anyway, I'm just feeling some remorse that I didn't make some for us today.
Well, the thing is, we do the show every week, and boy, is that a lot of shows. And so we got time. The opportunity will arise.
We are doing four more cheesy cracker episodes. So I'm sure we'll get around to it.
Okay, but among these, you know, popular supermarket cheese crackers, I mean, we can agree that Cheez-It is the way to go, just not necessarily which Cheez-It, and that cheese nips are a total garbage cracker.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself. You can find us at spilledmilkpodcast.com and also on Facebook at spilledmilkpodcast/Facebook. Facebook.com?
Almost. Facebook.com/FilledMilkPodcast.
Great. Okay.
We acquired Facebook last week, so we're moving all of their stuff to our domain.
Boy, we got it for a real steal.
Yeah, from this guy on the street who said his name was Johnny Facebook, and he had created Facebook. And yeah, it was like $27. And we know a bargain. We got it at the local apothecary. And you can leave us a review on iTunes. That's a thing you can do that would be delightful. And until next time,
thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
That's what cheese said.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. I'm
yes.
I'm going through puberty again.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.